This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. In the live music capital of the world, there's a big event going on this weekend, bringing a lot of bands to town, and we're about to get the lowdown from KUTX Program Director Matt Riley. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Nathan.
Fun Fest happening this weekend. Not quite as big as ACL in terms of attendance, right?
Yeah, I would say it's about a quarter the size of daily attendance. You know, where ACL is getting 70 to 75,000 a day. Fun Fest probably max gets about 25,000 a day, and we'll see how that happens with the weather.
And it's all down at Auditorium Shores. What's happening Friday?
You know, we have a bunch of picks at our website. I just want to mention that at KUTX.org, all of the hosts have given their picks. If you're headed out to Fun Fest, we hopefully can whittle it down for you. But just kind of top lining Friday for you, Cheap Trick is playing.
Mommy's all right.
Chaz Bundick, you also know him as Toro y Moi. And you've got some comedians. They got their own stage. And Tig Notaro, who's getting a lot of critical acclaim because of her latest HBO special, and Eugene Merman, who's hilarious. So a little something for everybody out there.
Now, if you want to get out of the downtown crush on Friday, what would you recommend?
Well, head on up to our neck of the woods here on campus. The Hole in the Wall, Dale Watson.
Well, that's just small talk to help you feel at home when you come round. The honkiest tonkiest beer joint in town.
Nice small intimate venue for Dale.
Yeah, and one of these artists that we really shouldn't take for granted that lives among us. So a nice show there out of downtown.
Okay, for Saturday, what are your fun fest picks for Saturday?
Well, hitting my nostalgia button is Jane's Addiction doing their 1990 album, Ritual de lo Habitual.
Wow.
Here we go!
They're going to be doing that in its entirety. But you also got Wu-Tang Clan. I know you're a fan, Nathan.
Yes.
I got my Uzi back, you do. Whack face at the Wu was back. I got my Uzi back, you do. Whack face at the Wu was back.
I'm from Killer B headquarters. Four rips just pulled up. I saw Johnny shipping Henny from an iced out cup. No, with the blood. Two-way vibrating off the hip. I said, break me, drag up the honey dip. And what you talking?
Okay, now Saturday, if I don't want to go out to Fun Fest, you were talking about this Siberian surf rock band?
Yeah.
Deal with that.
Igor and the Red Elvises. Now, they've been around for a few years. The lineup has changed a little bit, but the roots of the band are Siberian surf rock. And it's a ton of fun, intimate venue in the Continental Club. So that's a nice alternative.
And then indie rock show at the ABGB.
Yeah, another great intimate venue to see a couple of our stellar indie rock acts here in town. A. Sinclair. And Nick Armstrong and the Thieves.
Sunday, there's a modern blues legend performing.
Yeah, Robert Cray.
There's a cold, cold feeling from my heart that's trying to get colder.
Playing out at One World Theater out west of town.
And then, of course, Fun Fest continues Sunday. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, Future Islands.
Cause I've been waiting on you. Ooh, I've been waiting on you.
that will be a ridiculous show. They're really popular with the kids because it's just this sort of manic live show. Afrika Bambaataa.
Wow.
One of the pioneers of hip hop. From way back in the late 70s, early 80s, we'll be doing a DJ set. And then Ms. Lauryn Hill is your headliner. She stepped in for D'Angelo, who canceled recently.
KUTX program director Matt Riley joins us Thursdays to talk about live music, and you can get the Austin Music Experience 24/7 without even having to leave your home at 98.9 or KUTX.org. Matt, thanks for your time.
Sure thing.